morning.
Good morning.
It says from our reading when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him. This wasn't the first time that the Lord appeared to him. The Lord appeared to him several times before this in quite substantial ways. And the Lord also spoke to him. So it says, when Abraham was 99 years old, which says to me that we're never past it. Turn to someone next to you and say, "Ene." We're never past it. I'm not talking about just age. State of mind, state of health, or age, we are never past God appearing to us, having an encounter, and God speaking or saying things. Now, one of the first times that God appeared to him was when he was 74, one of the first times. And it kept going until this point. The Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty. I am God El Shaddai," he said to him. "That's who I am. If you want to know who I am, that's who I am. That's what I'm saying to you, Abraham. I'm saying I am God Almighty." And then it says, "Therefore," it's kind of, "therefore, walk before me and be blameless." Because I am God Almighty, because I've appeared, because I've spoken to you yet again, because you're not too old, because you're not past it, because I am God Almighty, therefore, do what? Therefore, walk before me. And you can, and you will, because I will help you to walk before me and be blameless. So I really want you, Abraham, to obey me. And you can, because I'm God Almighty, and I've appeared, and I've spoken to you. Then it says in verse 2, "I will confirm my covenant between me and you." So he's saying something again. He's confirming something that he said before. Sometimes we need confirmation. So God appeared to him this time when he was 99 and said to him, "I'm telling you what I've told you before. I'm confirming what I have already said to you. Get hold of this. I'm saying it. I confirm my covenant between me and you." And a covenant is an agreement between one person and another. So I'm confirming what we've agreed. I'm confirming what I want to do for you, with you, through you. I've made an agreement with you. I'm confirming. That's what I'm doing. It's good. "I will confirm," and it's about to come, "my covenant between me and you, and will greatly increase your numbers." God is a God of increase. So God said, "This is what I want to do. I'm going to confirm my covenant in a few moments to you, that I've said to you before this time, and I say to you, I'm going to greatly increase your numbers." Jesus said similar words when he said that we are to bear, and that we can, he said to his disciples, "You shall bear much fruit." God's into multiplication, not addition. It's not 2 plus 2. He's into multiplication. And he wants to multiply. "I will greatly increase your numbers." Abraham's response was good. He fell face down. I'm sure we've been there, haven't we? Probably all of us here have had that experience and will have. And it's a good place to be. He fell face down. I've seen some people fall face down, as well as falling face down myself. And there are pictures and the images of these men and women falling face down in the face of the earth in Africa are still there in my mind, clear. That the only thing they could do under their circumstances was for their face literally to be in the dust. Crying out before God. Abraham fell face down and said to God, what did he say to God in response to God speaking to him? Abraham fell face down and God said to him rather. So God's continuing to speak and he says these words in verse 4. As for me, this is my covenant with you. As for me, well, this is what I'm going to do. As for me, people sometimes have come to me and said that. I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you, Andy. As for me. As for me, this is what I'm going to do for you. It's a great little phrase. When someone can come and be gracious to you and I, and when we can go to someone and be gracious to them and say, as for me, this is what I'm going to do for you, Samuel. What, you'll do that for me? I would never have believed that. What, as for you, you're going to do that for me? You don't know me. As for me, this is what I'm going to do. God is speaking. As for me, this is my covenant with you. Then he lists it. One, you will be a father to many nations. There was nothing there. There was nothing. There was zilch. There was zero there. But you will be a father of many nations. That's the first thing. No longer will you be called Abraham. I'm changing your name. I'm changing your character. I'm changing your heart. I'm changing your life. I'm going to give you a new name. It's what Jesus said to Peter, to Simon. He said, I'm changing your name because I'm changing your future. I'm changing your heart. I'm changing everything. I'm going to give you the name Peter. Which means strong, rock. And this is what God said to Abraham. His name was good, his life was good, but his name meant exalted father, Abraham. Exalted father. Well, you're just an exalted father, but I've got much more for you that I want to do. In and through you. So I'm changing your name to Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abraham. Your name will be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. That's the first thing. Secondly, I will make you very fruitful, Abraham. You're going to be really very fruitful. Third thing, I will make nations of you. Nations, not nation. I'm going to make nations from you through your life. Fourth thing, kings will come from you. I believe that in our work in Africa, that there will be some really important leaders for the future, and that I may never know about that in my lifetime. He never knew half of this, if not more than half. He was a bit like Moses that never got in the promised land himself, but saw the children of Israel get there with Caleb and Joshua. Kings will come from you. There will be leaders in Nigeria that will come from what we're doing now in the next 10 years that we may never know about, and that's fine. Some of them may be really important people that will make a difference, that will continue God's work. Kings will come from you. The next thing is, I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for generations to come. The generations that will follow you, generation after generation, will be blessed. They will, as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you, for generations to come, to be your God. That's the point. It's for the people to have God. It's for a people to have El Shaddai, God Almighty. It's for the people to have a Savior and a Shepherd and a Lover and a Father. Father Almighty. God Almighty. And then he goes on. The whole land of Canaan, where you are now an alien, I will give as an everlasting possession. And they will be, I will be their God. So the first thing that I'd like to share today is this. We have a God that is all sufficient. That is God Almighty. The second thing is, He's a God that's made a covenant with us. It's a covenant of love. And in this covenant, He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will help you. I will be your God. The third thing is that He says, and I believe reminds us today, that we can and shall greatly increase. I just want to encourage us all that God is a God of increase. If we turn to Proverbs 24, Proverbs, after Psalms, 24, verse 5. A wise man has great power, and a man of knowledge increases strength. A man of knowledge increases strength. God is a God of increase. Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians. God is a God of increase. Can someone read me 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 3?
We ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing.
Your faith is growing more and more, and what else?
And the love every one of you has for each other is increasing.
And the love that He has for you and through each other, can you read that again?
And the love every one of you has for each other.
And the love that He has
for you
is increasing. Have a look at that. Your faith is growing. Your faith is growing. And you know, our faith only grows in tough circumstances. It doesn't grow in easy circumstances. I know we'd like it to be like that. It's nice if it was like that, but it isn't like that. Can you put it up there again? Your faith is growing more and more. And the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. God is a God of increase. The second thing we've said is, I've just tried to highlight the response of Abraham when he just fell down. His face was totally in the ground. That's a good place for us to be, face down at times, humbled before our God. That's an okay place to be. I've got a little PowerPoint to show now. The all-sufficient one. I am God Almighty. Thank you. He's made a covenant. It's signed, sealed, delivered. Turn to the person next to you and say, it's signed, sealed, delivered. That's it. It's like when a solicitor, he puts that red plastic seal on a legal document. We still have them. It's signed, sealed, delivered. He's made a covenant. It's a promise. We can just about see the two rings. When a man and woman get married, they make promises to each other. It's a covenant. I will, I do, I shall love you. This is my promise. This is my pledge. And the ring is symbolic of unending love, circle of love. I give you this ring. I pledge. I'm committed. This is a covenant to you. So we've been talking about covenant this morning. God has made a covenant with us. Next. And he told Abraham to walk with me and be blameless. And you and I, we can walk with God Almighty, the all-sufficient one, our Father Almighty. I like that phrase. I've just this year started to catch that phrase in some of the words and services. Father Almighty. It's not distant God that I don't know. It's not just God Almighty. It is. It is. He's all-sufficient, he's God Almighty, and he's also Father Almighty. Next. Let's walk as we ought to walk. This day, this week, with Jesus. He puts his arm around us. Let him. Let him put his arm around you. Any prophetic words or words that are coming from him or trying to come from him to you, let them be. Don't fight them. Receive them. Embrace them. The word of God, the prophetic word of God that comes to you today, this week, embrace it. It's from him. let's learn to speak those words of God to each other as well. This week, this day, walk with him. He will never leave you, he says. Let's believe that. Come on. Come on.
Yes, right.
Let's believe that. It's like as Pete said, these words remind me of the email I sent to my staff. I've got 18 in Nigeria. Sometimes they're good and sometimes they're bad. They're like, they've been bad lately. Really bad. I sent them an email. I'm miles too soft. So I've designed that. Sent them an email and said, sorted them out a bit. They jumped to action. Flipping it. Lost my train of thought completely now. What did you say?
Come on.
You said something that
we're not
really.
To mess about.
I said to them, we're not playing the game. I wrote an email. We're not playing. We're not playing. So they had an emergency admin meeting. Because Reverend Andy's email is like, shaking us up! And I said to the provost that it's your responsibility in the main. You're the head, but you've also got responsibility. Now, come on, sort yourselves out. We can't be playing. He says he's with us always. I've got a choice. You've got a choice. I can believe that, and I'll benefit from it. But when I don't believe that, when I'm struggling to believe that, I won't benefit. You won't benefit. I won't be much good to you if I start doubting. I dug deep for like about half an hour this week. I thought, God, I'm too deep. I wish I could do that when I'm playing badminton. But I thought, deep, deep now, what is this really about? This problem. Well, come on! What is it really about, Lord? I'm praying. Thinking, praying, digging deep, as if my life depended on it. He said, it's the truth, Andy. You've got to believe the truth. You've got to buckle that brick. I mean, it's done up really tight. If I do it anymore, I can't do it anymore. Buckle the belt of truth on. It's like 27 weights. Flipping it. It's pushing my stomach in. Buckle the belt of truth on. The lies, the doubt, the little satanic stuff ain't going to help you now. Okay. 6 bits of armor. That's the first one I've got to put on. I need all 6, but it starts with that one. That's what one's really important. Because Jesus said, the truth shall set you free. I'm not free. What? The truth shall set you free. I wish I was free. I wish my mind was free. I wish I was free. Well, the truth shall set you free. Saints. Let's let the truth of Jesus set us free. Let's speak the truth to one another and set each other free. Let's walk across the room today and speak a word that will set someone free. A prophetic word, a word, a kind word, a prayer that will set someone free. Walk across the room today. And if Jesus is walking in this place now, take whatever he's saying to you. Let's walk with Jesus today. He loves us. He's a good, good father. It's my favourite song at the moment. That's who he is. And who am I? I'm trouble for Satan. He hates me. And who am I? I'm loved by him. Come on. Is there another one? change my name, Lord. Can you change me, Lord? Can you change what's in here and here? I'd like a change. You know, in African culture, you're given a name. And that means everything. And you're given that name because that's who you're going to be. I know someone who's changed their name because their surname was rubbish. One of my staff was called Okoro. And it's like a bad thing. So he's changed his name because he doesn't want that. Let's let God give us a new name. Would you like a new name? If you're Simon, you're nothing. But you're going to be strong. You're going to be a rock. Oh, I'd like that, Lord. I guess that will have responsibilities, but help me with that as well. You're an exalted father. That's not bad. But I'm changing you. I'm going to change the world through you. We used to sing that song, didn't we? Father Abraham and many sons. We ain't going to sing it. Many sons had Father Abraham. Well, I'm one of them, and so is he. I'm changing your name. Because that happened, you're sitting there, Samuel. Isn't it? Father of many. And I'm not doing it just for you. You'll be blessed, sure. But it's not mostly for you. Sometimes I feel that responsibility myself. They say to me in Nigeria, you are the father of many children. I don't want to be anymore! We're schooling about 60, 70 in one place and another 40, 50 in another and staff. But it's what God has chosen. Anymore? Father of many nations, that's my name. That's what I'm doing. That's the agreement with God. Very fruitful. Going to make nations of you. Kings will come from you. I'm going to establish my covenant. Be your God. I'm going to give Canaan will be yours. A promised land will be yours. I'm going to be their God. Should we stand? Let's bow our heads. I'm just going to give you a moment to, before we worship, a quiet moment to take something that now. Whatever the Lord's saying to you now, take something. Talk to Him about that. Tell Him what you feel you need. Tell Him what you'd like to do for Him. Talk to Him.